This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We learn a new phrase from Devon. Hello, my boot. Also, more of your work experience stories. Is Michael Phelps about to race a shark? Find out on Real or No Real. And we've got Innuendo Bingo today with Ollie Murs. And Ollie reveals what he does with the underwear that gets thrown on stage at him. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. I'm feeling really proud of us today, you know?
Yeah, I'm proud as well.
We won an award last night at the BBC Radio Awards, the Oscars of the radio world, for Playground Insults with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt. And it was Best Comedy Moment. And I'd like, let's all give ourselves a little round of applause, a little pat on the back, because we don't do it very often. I feel rubbish.
Yeah. Well, therein lies the rub, is we are feeling rubbish.
Yeah.
I just saw Ollie Murs outside, right?
Sure.
And had the most boring conversation I've had in a long time with him. And that's through no fault of his.
No,
it's just
fine.
I could barely sort of muster up chat.
Yeah. Also, there are a few songs that I'm really not going to be into today. Obviously, they're on the radio playlist, so I will play them. But know when you hear them that I'm not into them.
Yeah.
Including Foo Fighters' Run, which is coming up. Too noisy for me. Thank you.
I think if everyone takes it easy today, and maybe join in if you listen to this right now, you have our permission. But what I'm saying as well is, can you avoid texting or tweeting in? Because it even hurts to read.
God.
So if you don't mind, just for one show, don't
could
bother.
Could you be quiet?
Because no. Especially some people send, like some of the texts we get in are quite long.
Yeah.
And
I have no attention span today.
And to be honest with you, it hurts my brain slightly.
Even my hair hurts.
Does it?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
So we got Innuendo Bingo coming up.
Yeah.
And occasionally we're in this sort of position when we play this game, and it goes one of two ways. Really good.
Yeah. I think today's going to be a good show.
Or or I end up a bit disinterested.
Well, yeah, if you could not do that, thanks. Scott Mills. Are we going to say what occurred backstage at the awards that we were at last night?
There's lots of things that happened. I think we should, throughout the show, mention them.
Okay.
So where would you like to start? Would you like to be honest about what we did last night?
This wasn't my idea. I thought it was a terrible idea.
You endorsed it, though.
I didn't.
Don't say it's not your idea when you're the one there going, go on, do it, do it. So we were presenting one of the...
Is this fine?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
We were presenting one of the awards last night. In fact, we were presenting two of the awards because I think someone dropped out.
Yeah.
So we ended up filling in for them. But anyway, so we had access to the envelopes, which had the nominations written on the outside and the winner on the inside.
Cos Awards.
But they were kind of heavily guarded.
Yeah, they were. By one particular lady.
Yeah, in a sort of jazzy jacket.
Yeah, why do awards organisers feel that to jazz up the event they have to wear a jazzy jacket? They do, though, don't they? It's like, yeah. Welcome to our awards. I'm wearing a jazzy jacket, therefore you think it's glitzy.
So we were also up for an award for Playground Insults. We were nominated. Great news.
Which is great, yeah.
But we were quite keen to see if we'd won before they announced it themselves. So we're going to be honest now.
Oh. Chris.
And say that what Scott did is he distracted the lady in the jazzy jacket.
Oh, okay, yes, I did. The one in the pink jeans.
And I sort of... I couldn't really steam the envelope open, but I sort of gently tore the envelope apart and I took a peek inside and saw that we'd won.
An
hour before we were presented with the award.
While I was going to the lady in the jazzy jacket. So, what time do you finish tonight?
Yeah. But it was a lovely surprise to win at that moment.
Yes.
But it was half an hour before we were meant to find out. So sorry, lady.
So maybe we... Yeah, sorry, pink jean lady. Maybe we did... maybe we looked before to see who'd won. And...
That's the truth of it.
Yeah, there we are. So we did have a little peek. But it's nice to know, because otherwise, what's the point of, like... You know, you've got to get your headspace ready to thank people.
Yeah, mate, we had a speech to prepare.
Yeah, exactly. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Hey, Ollie Murs.
How are you guys?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you.
I'm just looking at Starkey's really crazy picture on his screensaver,
of
which
what?
Is Ed Sheeran, you, and Jedward.
Oh, that was a good day.
What day was that?
Sometime earlier in the year.
Do you know what it was? Jedward were on, and Ed Sheeran was doing the live lounge, and he sort of, I don't know what was going on, really. He just kind of... Everyone ended up talking and...
You got a good picture.
It was all just a bit mad, wasn't it?
He loves Jedward.
Can I just say congratulations, guys.
Thank you very much.
You won an award last night.
We won an award, yeah, we did, for Best Comedy Moment with Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt, a video that we did.
it was the playground insults, right?
It was. Have you seen
I
it?
Love them videos.
Do you?
My favourite, though, to be honest with you, is the Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, that classic. Is good.
That is classic. You have to go and watch that online if you haven't.
You've got the knowledge. You know, it's been ages since you've played Bingo Innuendo, your favourite game.
God, I remember playing this. When was the first time I played this? Years ago.
Five,
Scott.
Six. No, actually, probably as soon as you came off X Factor.
Before Starkey was born.
Yeah, it was. I think you played it before it was actually a game. I think it was more just like an idea. It was just something funny that we did.
Why has that never won an award? Come on.
Innuendo Bingo?
Yeah.
That's true. Well, why is it not a TV show in its own right?
Who knows?
You know what? It's really funny because when I get told I'm doing Innuendo Bingo, I then think, well, I can't wait to do it because it's a really funny game.
Yeah.
It's and then you hear things on TV and you just think, this would be a great clip. Yeah. I have so many that I hear and I think this would be so good.
You watch TV in a different way, don't you?
You do.
I'm really liking the tracksuit look, by the way. I very, very much approve.
I'm digging a tracksuit today. It's just because I've been training. Did you train today, Scott?
Not today.
No, you didn't.
No.
You cancelled today, didn't you, Scott?
This is so good.
This is really bad.
You cancelled today. Why have you cancelled today? Because we have the same personal trainer, Rob Solly.
Yeah, all right, I didn't feel very well.
But no,
earlier.
What did you text Rob Solly?
What did you text him?
I just said I was ill because I am.
Right,
I am ill.
You're not really ill.
You're not really ill.
I am. Look at me.
You've lied, and you're going to be punished.
Do you even train? I think I can't even remember the last time I saw a video of you training.
Ow. No, he doesn't put them up. Anyway, so
that was
in the bingo today with
little videos of you training.
Seriously.
Oh, he's giving us the eyes.
No, I'm not in the mood.
He's giving us the eyes, Stark. He's giving us the eyes.
Stop now.
Okay.
Let's play that track you've done with that Louisa Johnson.
Please
She's
do.
Nice, isn't she?
You know what? She's brilliant. It's been great. I'm really happy with the song and it's been a great summer. We went to Wimbledon yesterday because obviously the video we shot was obviously based around Wimbledon with the grass court tennis and all that, so it was great.
But when you've got a song together, then when the song is kind of finished, when you stop promoting it, I take it you're no longer friends.
Yeah, Louisa, it's if we've finished promo, we're no longer friends anymore.
Do you feel like you do have to hang out with her more than you normally would because you've done a song with her?
No, do you know what? Actually, you might feel like that, but me and Louisa actually get on really well, and we actually really enjoy having fun. Everyone just having a right laugh together. Yesterday at Wimbledon was brilliant because, bless her, she didn't really know much about tennis, so like I was kind of like telling her all about it and what's been happening, and obviously, and she was really enjoying it. I mean, listen, if you've ever been to Wimbledon, it's a great day out.
Yeah,
so
really good.
And we had fun doing the video. So
I like it that you two are hanging out because that never happened with Flo Rida, did it?
I never met Flo. I've actually never ever met that guy.
I know. Still
old,
now,
old Florida.
That is mad.
It's one of my favourite stories.
Mr. Florida. I've never met him.
One of your probably your best song, actually.
One of the best. Yeah.
One of the best.
What's your best song?
My best song.
Yeah. It's what do you reckon?
I think it's Dance Me Tonight.
Is that the one you most enjoy performing?
For sure. That's always the one that I always love whenever I perform it. It's just one for everyone, isn't it?
It is.
But and Troublemaker, you're right. Flo Rida, I never met him.
Tune for days, that is.
I would love to just... Hi, Flo.
Yeah. Remember me?
Do you remember we did a song together?
Do you have any idea who I am?
Rude.
When you perform, right, you're that rare artist where I can't believe this still happens because I think it is a little bit hurt, but people throw knickers at you, right?
A little bit.
Now, do you ever take those home with you?
No, obviously not.
What happens
to them? That would be really creepy.
Well, what happens to them then?
I don't know what happens to them.
Does someone come on with a broom and sort of...
He has an assistant to deal with those.
I really don't know.
Do you employ someone just to remove them?
No, they throw them on stage. I sort of looked at them and I think, oh, they're nice. I mean, not sure they're going to fit me.
It's just funny being you, isn't it?
And then I just kind of push them to the side and enjoy the rest of the show. But
good.
Is that just an innuendo?
I think we should play Unpredictable by Ollie Mears and Louisa Johnson. By the way, with the Flo Rida thing, don't bother. He's humour free. I interviewed him once.
Wow.
So what a boring man.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Dan, by the way, has been on Ollie saying it's nice to see a famous do his recycling properly.
What do you mean?
Well, apparently you do all the you do recycling really well. Have you put this on Instagram or something?
I haven't, but I do. I do like to recycle properly. I think it's very important.
Yeah, I think.
Well, hang on. If you haven't put it on social media, does this mean this guy is?
Well, he's going through.
He's going through my bin somewhere. I love that.
I can't believe this, Scott.
Stay away, Dan.
Ollie owns a football club.
I own a football club.
I've heard about this.
I didn't know about that.
You're a mutual friend.
But I do it with someone else. I don't just own it myself.
So, do you get to choose the players? So you sign who you want, right?
We kind of do, but I do it with Graham, who's Cogswell Town is the team that I'm doing it with. And I love it. It's like my little hobby that I really enjoy. It's an expensive hobby.
Do you play?
But yeah, I'm a team. Yeah, I'm a player.
You're good at the player owner.
He's well good. Did you see him at the what was the one? Soccer Age.
Soccer Age. Yeah, yeah.
You are good.
I train all the time. I love it. And you know what? It's really, it is fun and it is enjoyable and I love it. And it is like buying players and all that sort of stuff.
Jealous.
It's exciting.
It's so good to have you back on the show today, by the way.
Thanks, man. It's great to be here.
Let's play the game.
Okay.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay. Ollie Murs is playing Innuendo Bingo. Ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
What are you wearing, Chris? I've just noticed.
It's a tight onesie that a member of the team brought back from a stag do.
Yeah, leopard print onesie there.
You look great, mate.
It's great. Cheers,
rocking it well. Yeah. I'm just trying to tie this up.
And you're ponchoing up today, Ollie.
I'm massively ponchoing
up. Where have you got to be after this?
I'm eating lunch after this.
Sure.
That is it.
Even that's in the diary.
How unpredictable.
okay.
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
Right.
First, we're going over to BBC Radio 2, and it's the Chris Evans Breakfast Show. Remember when Lewis Hamilton won the Grand Prix and used to go out with Nicole Scherzinger?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, see, I can't believe they ever broke up, especially when she used to do things like this for him.
Nicole, who's pictured with him, Nicole Scherzinger, his girlfriend, gave him what I have to say is the most tender helmet kiss that I've ever seen.
Isn't that nice?
I love how much joy this game brings.
It really does. Like he forgets how much he loves it, and then when he's in the zone, he's playing it. He's like, "Oh, this is brilliant."
The helmet kiss.
Isn't that nice though? Like just kiss on the helmet there.
The most tender helmet kiss that I've ever seen.
Was she on X Factor when you did it?
Nicole. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Did she ever?
What?
Did she ever what?
Give you that kiss? Water, please.
No comment.
Oh, was that a thing? I wasn't aware that was a thing. Was that a thing?
Mm.
No, absolutely not.
I'm getting the vibe.
Oh, well, so am I, but move on. Now, one of our favourite clips from Tuesday's bingo. It comes from Steve on email. Remember, send your clips in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Give me the time, the date and the programme. We'll do the rest. Going over to BBC Local Radio and BBC Gloucestershire, where presenter Nikki Price has, well, she's got a huge following in that region. And you can see why. She will try anything once on air.
Excellent. Yeah, we'll talk about the music festival as well in the next few minutes while I just get my breath back, actually, after playing the pink trombone.
Wow.
Attempting to play the trombone live on air there on BBC Radio Gloucestershire.
While I just get my breath back, actually, after playing the pink trombone.
Mm-hmm. Playing on?
Water, please.
Water, please.
Mm. Now we're going to the Classic Car Show on Channel 5. And this man is looking back and remembering one of his favourite cars.
You've driven lots of different cars. Which one was your favourite?
My favourite has to be a 962. It's strange because it's rather like having a wife that you've been with a long time. You don't realise how wonderful she is until you're not in her.
Oh my God!
He just
put it all over my face.
Sorry, he meant the car there
again.
And. But she did sound like a very enjoyable ride.
Wow, wow, wow.
You don't realise how wonderful she is until you're not in her.
People refer to cars as her, weird.
Jeez, I can't believe that.
Water, please.
Oh, could I?
Oh, man, it's all over me.
Oh, it is.
Cheers, mate.
Okay.
Oh, it went everywhere.
Yeah. BBC Local Radio, they like to talk on there. I mean, they don't play as much music as we do here on Radio 1. So it's kind of easy to run out of things to say. Although I really do think that Sam Fraser from BBC Radio Solent should have checked with her producer maybe before before telling this story.
There we were, catching up with the old summer holiday news. And while we were having our drink, one of the teachers from the school that our children were at came over and said, "Oh, ladies, how lovely to see you." And said that another of his colleagues was going to meet him. We ended up having a foursome in the garden. It was absolutely lovely.
Too much info, Sam.
Oh, wow. I had no idea where that was going.
No. Neither does she.
You can kind of hear the aircon in the background.
You can.
Well,
play a song, Sam.
We ended up having a foursome in the garden. It was absolutely lovely.
lovely. I had a lovely time.
Water, please.
Oh, we had a lovely time.
Okay, Chris.
All
right. Are you all
right,
Ollie?
Oh, mate. That was a good one.
Okay.
Good one.
Now we're going to Bargain Hunt on BBC Two.
What a show. Lovely show. Yeah.
Now, it's not often we get to hear such an interesting and varied backstory from the antiques owner, but listen to what a lucky boy Charles Paget Wade was when he was growing up.
This lovely manor in Gloucestershire was home to the collector Charles Paget Wade. As a boy, his grandmother would let him peek into her Chinese cabinet.
Thank you to Susan Gay in Fife for sending us that one.
That was all right.
Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk for more. Programme date time. Next, we're going to Secrets from the Clink. Absolute classic, this one. Water, please.
Secrets from the Clink?
Yeah, prison. Now, I don't know about you, but if you've been locked up for a long time, I can't imagine Len's uncle would have too much difficulty with this, even at his age.
Len's ancestor Henry was trying to earn premature discharge from his long penal stretch.
Oh, wow!
Yep.
Premature discharge from his long penal stretch.
Unpleasant sentence, that is.
That's a really... It really is unpleasant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Do you want water?
Yeah,
water,
please. Yes, please. I've got one.
More. There you go. Wow.
Caroline Martin now on BBC West Midlands. She's always on. Caroline and her producer have got a car expert coming into the show. Water, please. I know nothing about cars, but I think Caroline really needs to get this looked at.
Yes, really looking forward to this. It happens with Danny, as you know, every month or so. Roy Bickley in the studio with Caroline. So if you've got any questions about your car, if you've got a bang like my mum has, Caroline, she's driving around, there's this thump, thump, thump in her car.
Are you sure it's not the same as me with my sticky flaps?
I was...
Get that looked at immediately, Caroline.
Oh, wow!
Sticky flaps.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
One more.
Oh, this is the finale.
Yeah, Test Match Special on BBC Radio 5 Live Sports Extra. It's the first test between England and South Africa at Lord's. Water, please. Really hope the players are wearing protection because this, well, it sounds painful otherwise.
So it was a strange old sweep shot that ends up going to shortish third man. Miss a couple for Root.
Oh, yeah, he's hit it all right. He's hit the wicketkeeper de Kock on the helmet.
Oh, I thought that would be a better one.
I'm okay. Glad you haven't fired up Ken Bruce.
I've got one more for you. Ken Bruce Radio 2.
You're going to love this one.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I love Ken.
Listen to the way Ken tells a story.
Please give Chris and Andrew a shout out. We're on the way back to Kirkcaldy after a small break near Carnforth. We're taking today a little tour to the Pencil Museum. My idea. Well done. You'll have a lovely time there. Don't forget to take a rubber with you.
Yes, Ken!
Yes, Ken.
Don't forget your rubber!
That was Innuendo Bingo with Ollie Murs. Always a pleasure.
Never a chore.
Never. Thanks, Ollie! Scott Mills. Look, I know we won an award last night. I feel a bit tired today, but I'm really... today, I'm really considering changing my number. My phone number.
Why?
Because I had this one, as you know, for ages, and I feel like... I'll be honest. People are annoying me today, and I feel that sometimes you just need a fresh start. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Clean slate.
I think this kind of thing often happens at, like, if you're a couple of months into a new relationship, yes, that kind of thing. So you can just get rid of absolutely everyone that you may have been sort of speaking to for a few months.
Right. Yes, that.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, I think that's often a situation where you have a new number. But how are you going to justify having a new number? Because that looks suspicious.
I just think that too many people have got this number. And I just would like to, like, narrow it down a bit. Do you know
you'd like to reclaim it?
Well, just because, you know, I mean, I reckon I've had this number, like, what, I don't know, over 10 years.
Okay.
I mean, you can probably still remember my phone number.
Okay, do you want me to read it out?
No.
Well, what I'm saying is, if you're not bothered about having the number anymore, let us all have a bit of fun with it for a couple of days and then get a new number.
Well, no, because I'm still on this number.
Yeah, so shall I give it out?
There was some idiot DJ on another radio station that got beef with me once and read out my number, and that's the last time I had to change it. Read out my number on air. Why would you do that?
Okay, so you're thinking of just a fresh new start, clear everyone out.
He's not on anymore.
But then you're going to have to do that thing where you text certain people your new number and obviously leave some people out.
And then, yeah, exactly. But then everyone's like, oh, why have you changed your number?
Yeah, it looks suspicious because
it does. And there's nothing like weird going on. It's just I feel like sometimes you just need a bit of a fresh start.
I think something's happened.
No, it hasn't. Nothing's happened. Honestly.
It's one person that you're trying to avoid, isn't it?
No.
What's happened?
Nothing's happened. I just feel that, like, maybe it's time to change. Does anyone else feel this sometimes?
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Adam.
Hello, Scott. How are you doing?
Hello. Yeah, I'm good. What are you doing at the moment?
I'm just at Toddington Services on my way back up to Doncaster.
Oh, now remind me where those services are, because it's one of the very few ones that I'm not aware of.
M1, I'm at the northbound side. It's not too far from London. It's about the second one you come to on the M1 on your way out.
Oh, I know that one.
What services is it again?
Toddington.
Toddington, yeah.
The wing, the Worcester.
Yeah, it's got everything.
It's got everything you need. Yeah, yeah, sounds fun.
I went to one the other day that's got a drive-through Warbox.
Yeah. That happens.
Oh, amazing.
That happens. Yeah.
Was it Beaconsfield?
Oh, but listen, Beaconsfield. You know, I've been on holiday to worse places.
Yeah, same.
It's so good there.
Yeah, I would take a holiday there. Fleet Services also has a drive-through. Big up Fleet, home of the Scott Mills Bridge. When will you be home then?
5. I'll be in Doncaster.
Who do you normally pick on bangers, please?
It's normally Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all good, Adam. And look, we've got an amazing situation brewing right now because I'm 3-0 up. And obviously, if by the end of the week it's 5-0, it means Scott's going to have to drop Trow, which is going to be good because that's the forfeit that we do. I also think we should up the ante and do like one of those full-on Facebook apologies as well. You know, like when you lose at FIFA.
Yeah.
I think we should bring that in as well.
Public apology.
Yeah, like real public apology. Maybe get the mums involved or something as well.
I really need to win. This is what I've got for you today, Adam.
This is a good choice.
Yes. A-Punk, Vampire Weekend.
Do you know what, this is really annoying, actually, because when I was choosing my bangers, I actually chose this as one of my bangers as well, but you obviously got there first.
Oh.
How annoying.
Yeah.
All right, you can have that choice today, or you can have mine, which is this. It's Kerry Hilson, Kanye West, and Neo. And the song's called Knock You Down. Old school.
Okay.
Now then.
Right, what are you going to choose?
Well, as much as I would like Scott to drop Trow, I think he's out today.
What?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, if you don't go... Oh, signal's bad. Might not. No. Might just have to leave it.
He's still there. Please be... Okay, good.
No, what I was going to say is, if you decide to not go with Scott, I'll just pick that song for you another day.
Well, that's also cheating. So what are you going to pick, please?
Is that against the rules?
It's totally against the rules. What are you going to pick?
I'll go with you, Scott.
Yes! Not
Yes! I escape again.
Kind of obvious from you, that one.
Not obvious.
No, I think it is. I think it is. I think that's a classic. Like, you've been asked to choose your bangers a bit last minute and you've gone, Vampire Weekend.
I don't think that's obvious at all.
I think it's really obvious.
As if.
All right. Well, look, anyway, 3-1 to me. I still win the week.
Yeah, but no trousers dropping for me.
Scott Mills.
We said yesterday, you just know that Justin Bieber has a really dirty kitchen, don't you? Just looks the type, do you know what I mean?
David Guetta? Tricky one, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't
that
really
is a really
know.
Tricky one.
We should have asked Ollie Mears earlier because we did discuss his kitchen on yesterday's show. And we said it would be immaculate because he would live in probably a flat that looks like a hotel room, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Purpose built. Hasn't had to do anything to it, just moves in and it's perfect. Definitely. Coming up, Zedd and Liam Payne and Beyonce. Liam Payne, dirty bathroom or not?
I'm going to go bathroom. That's a whole new game. Do you mean kitchen?
Sorry, I mean kitchen.
Why are you thinking bathroom? Yeah. Dirty bathroom.
Dirty bathroom.
That's kind of weird.
Dirty kitchen or not?
No. Because he's moved in with Cheryl now.
Yeah. Before though,
dirty. Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Good song. Wiz Khalifa, Charlie Puth, and See You Again.
Did you know that's the most viewed video on YouTube now?
No, that's mad, isn't it?
Overtaking Gangnam Style.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I miss Psy. I wonder what he was up to.
Yeah, good point.
We were all about him on this show, weren't we?
Yeah.
We even had him in when he broke the Guinness World Record at the time for most views ever on the internet. I miss that guy. Scott Mills here. Me and Chris were on Rage Against the Answer Machine with Greg James yesterday. I really enjoy doing that, you know.
Yeah, I sort of banked my rage up for quite a while.
Yeah, it's good to kind of get it out of your system, isn't it?
Yeah.
My one yesterday was people who have a go at you for singing at concerts. So one of my friends at Coldplay the other night, guy leans over to him and he's like, didn't pay £95 to hear you sing those songs, you mug.
Yeah, I think there was quite a big discussion around that one as well, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Did you like my one?
Yeah, but what was it again about naughty puddings?
Yeah, for me, it makes me really angry when people describe puddings as naughty.
Why?
Because not naughty. Just because you're having a pudding is not... I could tell you several things that are naughty.
Yeah.
But eating a pudding is not one of those things.
Ooh, I'm having a naughty bit of fruitcake. Not naughty.
Yeah, not naughty. Mm. Puddings aren't naughty.
Ooh, I'm going to have a naughty ice cream. Not naughty.
It's not naughty. It's just a pudding. No
cherry pie. Not naughty. Cream pie.
No
I'm actually quite naughty.
Scott Mills.
So, yesterday on the show, we spoke to the absolute man of the moment, Southern Rail's work experience Eddie. He's 15, he's on work experience, and was given full control of the company's Twitter account. And you absolutely loved him. And asked him all sorts of questions on Twitter.
In truth, everyone was really nice and forthcoming with their positivity, which I really appreciated.
But the kind of questions that you were getting weren't really about the trains, were they?
No. It was very strange. Like, some of my favourites were definitely someone asked me about what he wanted to have for tea, whether it was a Thai curry, I think it was.
I saw that one. Someone put Eddie, question, shall I have chicken fajitas tonight or chicken Thai green curry? And you answered.
Well, it's got to be chicken fajitas, hasn't it?
What a ledge. Also, as you can imagine, we were then inundated with your stories about work experience. Hey, Kieran.
All right, my boot.
What did you call me?
My boot. All right, my boot.
My boo?
My boot.
What, is that like an affectionate term?
No, it's just, that's what we say down in Devon.
I've never heard of that.
Never heard that.
You've never lived, have you?
No. So,
okay. I think what you mean is it's like saying, you're right, doll.
All right, doll, yeah, all right, my boot.
Yeah, all right, my boot.
Anyway, what's your work experience story?
So, yeah, a few years ago, I was going to work with an accountant. I don't really want to say his name because everyone knows him. He's a bit of a local legend.
Local boot?
Beanock.
Local boot, yeah. So, yeah, I thought I was going to go in there and do a bit of accountancy, but turned out I was going to be running his farm town for the week on Facebook.
Oh, that's amazing.
Do you mean Farmville?
Oh, yeah. Farm town or Farmville?
Farmville, yeah.
Ah!
Yeah. Yeah, you went there to experience work, and actually what he did was put you in charge of managing his farm.
Come on, I want to learn about tax returns, not about how many pigs you want me to buy. Like,
fair point. Are you a farmer now?
No, I'm not a farmer, no.
Because that would have been good if the work experience had actually led to a proper interest in farming and sort of...
No, I'm not a farmer. I'm not an accountant either, funnily enough.
Why? Oh.
Well, I might. I work with my family in the pub trade.
Run a pub, do you?
Yeah, we own a pub, yeah. 40 years strong.
So you're a barman?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
No, no, it's fine.
Nothing wrong with that. It's just fine. It's just big title. Mm.
There's nothing wrong with being a barman.
I didn't say there was.
Trust me, we love them.
Yeah, good.
Some of my favourite people. Pardon?
We rule your life. So
that's right. Well, good to speak to you. Sorry the counselling didn't work out.
That's right, I'm not worried.
Good to speak to you.
My boot.
Thank you. All right, cheers, my boot.
Love your boot. Steph?
Yes?
Hello, my boot.
Hello.
Say it back.
Hi, my boot.
Yeah.
That's not a thing up north.
Where are you?
I'm in York.
Did you have a good or bad time at work experience?
Probably the worst time of work experience.
Of your life?
Well, not really. I mean, I was 14, so it probably was at the time.
Yeah.
But I got sacked from work experience.
How do you get sacked from work experience? You're not even working there.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
You're not getting paid.
I walked out, basically. They had me doing quite rubbish jobs. It was in the tea rooms, and I was cleaning out the fridge in the middle of November. They also had you dressed like a servant off Downton Abbey.
Oh, wow.
So I had, like, the full-on ruffle vest and all that kind of stuff.
Up to the neck.
And up to the neck with a brooch.
Thing is, clearing out the fridges and that is the that's
what
the
you
work.
Do.
I know, but I was 14 and there was teenage angst, so I had enough. I just threw the apron on the floor. But then a couple of years later, for nostalgic purposes, I went back to my old secondary school and found out that nobody's been allowed to go back there.
Oh no, you ruined it for everyone.
I ruined it for everyone because I don't know. I wasn't very good.
Yeah, because at the end of the week, the work experience place often gives your teachers a report on how you did. I remembered that.
Yeah, I mean, my mum got involved. It was bad.
Get you being a moody teenager. I'm not clearing out the fridge.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it in the end. So. Lol.
I think I've been to the tea room that you're saying about. Where is it? York?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
And what do you do now?
I'm an account manager, so I work out on the road, but my dad's my boss, so I can't misbehave.
So you can just flounce off anytime you want. I'm not doing it.
No, quite the opposite.
Good to speak to you, Steph.
You too, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills. I love people that got really moody on their work experience. There's loads of them coming in. This is from Rob in Bournemouth, who, well, they got rid of him from work experience as well. Lots of getting sacked from work experience at Mega Bowl in York. For flooding the burger bar.
Oh, no. No, how's that happen?
And swearing down the phone to the area manager when they put him on the front desk. I mean, really kind of impressing your potential future employer there. Thing is, though, they're generally not going to be your future employer, are they?
Well, statistically not, judging by what... Like, no, very few people have done work experience and then end up doing that as their job.
Apart from you.
I think.
Kind of did work experience here, really, but just a bit later than everyone else.
Yes, yeah, much later.
24 or something.
I was doing work experience here till, about 24.
Yeah. Scott Mills. I like it when it's just you and me sometimes on Real or No Real. So it's me against you today.
Coming in.
And we've got a... the person reading the Real or No Real facts today is doing it live. So if there's any mistakes, that's why.
HRH as well.
HRH, the royal-looking one of the show, is reading them today. So here we go. First one.
In a bid to settle the argument as to who is the faster swimmer, Olympian Michael Phelps is going to race a great white shark.
Next one, tickle him.
I tried a little bit on that one, just gentle tickle. I'll go more in next time.
Go in. So, Michael Phelps, the Olympian, is going to race a great white shark. That's what this is saying.
And
reminds me of that bit from The Office.
What are you thinking, Gareth?
I was just wondering, will there ever be a boy born who can swim faster than a shark?
I need to rewatch that.
But he's going to lose.
Right? Of course he's going to lose.
So
why would you even set yourself this stupid challenge?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's when people race animals as well in like running races as well. Mm. I've seen that happen before.
Yeah.
Someone raced a cheetah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Bet they lost.
And also, it's like those episodes of Top Gear where they race planes and things like that. But they always give the car a massive head start. It's never a proper race.
Yeah. So he's going to swim up against a great white shark. Hopefully not in the same pool. It won't be a pool, will it?
What, you think the shark's doing lengths?
Yeah, keep in your lane.
Is keeping in your lane a bit hurt? Does that still go on?
I think so,
I've just not been swimming for ages.
I haven't for ages. Like, for a long time.
I used to go all the time when I was at school.
Yeah. And there used to be like a pool right near Radio 1. But then I started seeing like DJs in there and it was a bit weird.
It's a bit weird seeing your colleagues in their trunks.
Don't want to see fellow DJs doing aqua aerobics on a Wednesday morning, do you?
Mate, when I was younger, I had all the badges and you'd sew them into the Speedos. I don't know if you ever did this, Scott.
No?
Why are you looking at me like I'm a weirdo? I had them all.
Sewed them into your trunks?
Yeah, it's like badges of honour, isn't it? Like 25 metres, 50 metres, personal survival, 1, 2 and 3.
How do you fit them on?
I didn't do it, my mum did.
Oh, right.
And then, did you ever do personal survival? Because it always baffled me that.
Is that going to collect a brick from the bottom of the pool?
Yeah, I was like, when am I ever going to need to collect a brick from the bottom of a pool?
Never. That's a life skill you're not going to need.
It's a really odd test. It was like they'd put a hoop at the bottom of the pool as well.
Rubbish.
I'm not going to be swimming through hoops.
Yeah. I'm saying ridiculous idea to try and race a great white shark, so I don't think Michael Phelps is doing this. No real.
And you'd have to do it in your pyjamas as well for swimming.
Yeah, you would.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Oh. Okay, I've got it here. It's true. The one-off TV show Phelps v. Shark airs on the Discovery Channel at the end of July in the US. Now, considering sharks can swim at 35 miles an hour, when Phelps, despite winning 28 Olympic medals, only reaches 6 miles an hour, not sure it's going to be that much of a competition, but I still want to watch it, don't you?
Yeah.
And next.
Inspired by the Crystal Maze, former Radio 1 DJ Pat Sharp is trying to revive his 90s kids TV show, Funhouse, but has only managed to crowdfund £75.
So this is an old TV show with a guy called Pat Sharp, who is used to be on Radio 1, apparently. I don't know when that was.
And what's that before you?
Rude.
The thing is about that show, Funhouse. Oh, don't look at me like that. Funhouse was a really good show.
Right.
It was a really good show.
What happened on it?
So it was like lots of challenges that you'd have to do. And then the final bit was the most amazing bit. Because the final bit, you had to run through his house trying to collect prizes.
Right.
And I seem to remember there was some kind of go-kart situation at the end as well.
Oh, yes. Okay, I think I remember.
So I actually think people would like to bring the show back and have a go on it.
Is it one of those shows, though, where if you watched it back now, you'd be like, actually, this is rubbish. But in the 90s, fine.
Well, we saw Pat Sharp at Comet Relief, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we did.
When we were there.
Yeah.
And he came over to come say hello and say how much he loves the show.
He's a very nice man.
Yeah, he was really nice. And we were talking all about Funhouse. And I think he gets asked the most, how are the twins? Because there were these twins. Do you remember this, Scott? There were the twins.
The two girls?
Yeah.
What was their role on the show?
I think just twins.
Why?
I don't know.
Here's the twins.
What happened. That's who it was.
Well, did they keep score or something?
Yeah, I think there was a bit of that. And I'm sure he always gets asked how the twins, but I don't know if he's really in touch with them anymore.
If anyone remembers the show, can anyone tell us what the twins actually did, please? Okay, so they're trying to revive 90s kids TV show Funhouse. So far, they've raised £75. No, a popular show, so I'm going to say no real.
But you think it would have got more money?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to have to go no real as well.
That one is no real.
Okay, it says here, yes, there is a crowdfund campaign to make Funhouse a real attraction that you can go and visit. It's raised 50k so far, but they do need 650k. Apparently, if you buy one of the VIP options, Pat Sharp and the twins from the show will host a whole evening for you.
Right, how much do you need to donate for that? That's amazing. So they're buying an actual house for it.
Looks
Is that
like
why it,
it
costs so much?
Yeah, I think so. And you can have like a fun house experience in real life.
Scott Mills.
One more fact.
For only £125, you can now buy a KFC smartphone.
Now, we've discussed this before on the show, but in Japan, KFC is seen as a Christmas treat.
Oh, yeah, you did mention this.
It's because years and years ago, I think like in the 70s or something, they had a really famous Christmas advert on there. And since then, people in Japan associate getting that chicken from that restaurant as a Christmas thing.
Right.
But I don't know about China, and would you actually want a KFC smartphone?
Well, going by that, this is what I don't understand is it's not going to be a phone made from chicken, is it?
No.
So it's going to be, I mean, what we're talking about here is an expensive case, most likely.
Probably, yeah. It's probably got the logo on and that, and the kernel.
So that seems very expensive for what is probably a case.
Yeah.
And I don't really know why you'd want that.
Not for me, really, I don't think.
Is the Colonel real? Is it a made-up Colonel? Anyone know?
Yes, he's real.
Is he real?
Yes, he's okay. The one with the recipe in that.
No, I just mean you see pictures of him, but I do wonder if oh, he I don't was real. I don't know what the
no,
story
I mean,
is
he was
there.
The founder of the...
Was he? And a Colonel?
Yeah.
So what's the story there?
Oh, I don't think he's around anymore.
But, why don't we ever hear the story, though? I mean, it's for another time, probably, isn't it? I appreciate it's not a show today that we really want to be overthinking on.
No.
But just never
would
really
you like
questioned.
To know more, would you?
I'd like to know.
Do you want me to Google that for you?
I'd like to know what the story is about the Colonel.
Also, you did that to me earlier online, and I'm not keen.
You're not keen on me in general today.
I'm just ratty, I've got
to be
honest.
You a reply because you were asking for information on...
Good places to go in Stockholm. Yeah. And what did you reply?
I said, words to the effect of just Google it.
Yeah.
Because you know what
recommendations
you're doing
are better than...
But we always see this with famous people where they put on there, it's like, oh, any recommendations? And then, I don't know, I guess you hope that someone from Stockholm comes on and goes, stay in my lovely place. You know what I mean?
Stay in my lovely place.
Anyway,
that's
right.
How they speak.
So, buy a smartphone.
Hey, you, come stay in my lovely place.
I don't think this is real. I'm going to go no real.
I think, why would you bother? No real.
That one is real.
Oh. Okay, here it is. Yep, £125 it costs. If you're in China, the chicken chain have released their new smartphone, complete with, as we said, bright red case and K Music app, which lets you pick the music in its stores across China. Kind of like a portable jukebox.
People are saying the Colonel is real.
He is real, I told you that.
But Lisa in Manchester raised a good point. What's the deal with Captain Birdseye? Is he a real? Surely not. Not a real captain.
Was he a pirate?
No, he was... I don't think he was. Questions for another time, anyway.
Was he the one on the boat?
He was the one on the boat. Hello. Yeah. Well, he was the captain of the boat, wasn't he?
Hello. Great. What was the scores, by the way?
A draw, 10-0.
10-0, great.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow, 1 p.m. for the last one of the week on Radio 1. Scott Mills.